Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and William Shatner. What has he not done? I mean, since he was captain of the Starfleet Enterprise, Captain James Tiberius Kirk, he has also been everything else in between. He is a writer, producer, author, director. The guy has done it all, and he may be coming to a town near you. William Shatner joins us here on the National Defense. Hey, Bill.
Randy.
Great to talk to you.
Great. No, no, it's great to talk to you, Randy.
Thank you.
I'm delighted to be able to talk to you, the armed forces and stuff. In addition to everything I do, I also run a horse show called the Hollywood Charity Horse Show.
I'm familiar.
And it's a charity I've been doing for 35 years, and we've raised over the years millions of dollars. And those millions of dollars go to charities involving kids and veterans.
Oh,
so,
wow.
A number of the charities we give money to have hippotherapy,
sure.
Therapy with horses. I'm sure you know about it. And so many of the guys coming from overseas come to these charities and are helped by getting on a horse, riding a horse, and it's frequently it's a beautiful thing to watch.
Well, thank you so much for that, and I'm very familiar with your horse work because we're based in Kansas City, Missouri, and you have been to the American Royal so many times. And are you still riding?
Many years of riding saddlebreds at the American Royal. Very fondest memories. I might be there this year, actually.
Really?
Yeah. So Kansas City is, and of course, Kansas City is coming up in a few days.
You better believe it.
Right. I wonder what the consensus is among the guys in the forces who they want to have win. Kansas City or Philadelphia.
Oh, come on. Come on now. You can't go against Kansas City.
No, you can't. Exactly. You can't go against Kansas City. I'm coming to a theater near you, especially like in Charleston and Fort Wayne and Red Bank, Englewood, even Atlanta, Milwaukee, Detroit, and Indianapolis. I'm coming to those cities with a movie called The Wrath of Khan. I think one of the better of the Star Trek movies.
Oh,
very
yeah.
Touching. Refurbished sound and picture and all, and it looks real good. Plays on a big screen, and then I come out afterwards and sit on the stage and get questions and answers to the audience, and we have a great time for an hour and a half after the movie. So that's what you get for your buck: a movie and me and laughter and a uniqueness about it all. It should work out. Everybody should have a great time by coming to the theater in those cities.
I love it. And, you know, I don't know if everybody knows how funny you are. We're talking to William Shatner here in the National Defense. You've got such a wit and a sense of humor. And I just recently went back and watched some episodes of your talk show, Raw Nerve. And what a sensational show. And I don't know if all of your guests really knew what to make of you.
Well, they come because, I guess, because the name is Shatner.
Right.
And then they stay and something magical happens. As because you make your living doing this very thing you and I are doing right now, you understand what I'm talking about when I say I love those conversational pathways that you can walk. Just by picking up on a verbal or nonverbal cue, you can evoke a story that the person you're interviewing has never told before.
Right.
So the phrase that I often heard during that show was, you know, I've never thought of that, or I've never talked about that, or words of that kind, where they themselves discover something they hadn't felt in a long or thought about in a long while.
Yeah, that's when you know you've got a winner, and that's that's where you understand that that guest is so comfortable with you, and
they're able to release that. And in a weird way, that's what I try to get from somebody who's asking me a question in the theater. I frequently don't just wait answer the question. I'm also curious of why the questioner asked the question.
Right. Right. What is the weirdest question you've gotten so far?
But that's it. That's it. That's the question that is so weird. What is the weirdest? What? You know, on another time, when we have more time, another time, you and I have got to examine what it is. What is it about the word weird that makes you want to understand what? Why would that be? What's the most loving question there? Right, that's the most insightful. But everybody, what's the weirdest thing? Well, the weirdest thing was, take a look at my left toe. It's swollen. Is there anything you can do about it? I don't have to go to a doctor. It's scratchy. Would you mind itching it? I mean,
we're not interested in anything normal, though. We're not, Bill. We're not interested in anything normal. It's
isn't that weird?
It is weird, but it's back to the old news adage of if it bleeds, it leads. Don't tell me good news.
Right? You're right, and that's a beautiful answer. Good for you.
Well, thank you.
Exactly right.
We're talking to William Shatner here, the National Defense, coming to a city near you. Where can people find out if you're going to be in their city?
Listen, I'm coming to Charleston on February 9th. I'm coming to Embassy Theater in Fort Wayne, February 9th. February 10th, Count Basie Theater in Red Bank. The 11th, at Bergen PAC in Englewood, New Jersey. And then I'm in March, but March 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, I'll do another time.
Okay, and you're going to be in Atlanta March 9th, Milwaukee March 10th, and Detroit March 11th.
You got it.
Yeah.
You're on the. I'm in Indianapolis on March 12th.
I can't tell you how much I enjoyed. I mean, I've enjoyed all your performances, but. You know, Denny Crane in Boston Legal, come on. You know, you're the only guy that could make attorneys look cool. I mean, that's just, it was such a great show. And what did you have with James Spader every evening after you finished a case? Was that scotch or bourbon?
Cold tea and a stale cigar. You know, it's true. The cigars made me sick after a while because wait a minute, you know, your tie needs to be straightened. Okay, relight the cigar. Right. Puff away, relight the cigar. All right, let's roll. Oh, no, wait a minute. Got your left shoes on them. get rid of the cigar. Okay, light the cigar up again. And when you're lighting the cigar, of course, that's when you're puffing the most, right? You don't just take a nice drag and let it go. You're puffing. So, if you relight a cigar 20 times in a day, I'd go home and vomit into the toilet. Nobody knows about this.
And I just recently found out that you also, I mean, you know, you never slowed down. We're talking to William Shatner here in the National Defense. You never slowed down. You've written 30 books. You've recorded so many albums. And I didn't know you had a Christmas album called Shatner Claus.
It went number one, man.
Of course it did.
I had a blues album that went number one, and I've got an album out there now called Bill, which got kind of reviews. People were using the words like breathtaking. So Bill is out there on Spotify, and I got another album coming out about a performance in Kennedy Center that I did a while ago. So that's been picked up by the London Symphony Orchestra.
Is there anything that you is there anything you haven't done that you'd like to do?
I haven't been on your show enough.
You know, that is true, and I know you have limited time.
It's been eating at me for a long while.
I would love to have you back when you have more time that we could really explore some of your past exploits, because man, you've done it all. You've done it all. Do you still ride horses?
Oh yeah. I've got a charity horse show coming up called the Hollywood Charity Horse Show. Look it up. It's really worthwhile.
Bill, thank you so much, and continued great success, man.
Thank you. Same to you, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.